समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में आपका मैं करती हूं हार्दिक अभिनंदन। कल हम सबने रक्षाबंधन के अवसर पर हर्षोल्लास से जिस तरह एक विश्वास का रिश्ता आपस में बनाया, वही विश्वास कायम है हमारे और आपके बीच में। सहेज लीजिए अपने अगले 30 मिनट हमारे लिए, ताकि उन 30 मिनट में हम दे पाएं आपको अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं की मार्फत नवीनतम जानकारियां, बताएं आपको कि क्या हो रहा है आज आर्थिक जगत में, याद मिलाएं उन हस्तियों को जो वाबस्ता हैं आज के दिन से, और इन्हीं बीच में कहीं न कहीं कुछ लम्हे चुराकर एहसास कर पाएं हम आपकी मौजूदगी का। स्वीकार कीजिए प्रणाम प्राची प्रिया का और इजाजत दीजिए कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा को आगे बढ़ाने की। आज मेरी सहयोगी प्रस्तुत करता है अनुजा कुमार।
हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून लिसनर्स एंड टू यू टू प्राची। दो इट हैज बीन रेनिंग इन दिल्ली अगेन सिंस मॉर्निंग टुडे, द हिंदू मंथ ऑफ सावन इज ओवर नाउ एंड द मंथ ऑफ भद्रपद और विच वी कॉल्ड इन लिटरल वर्ड भादो, इट हैज ऑलरेडी स्टार्टेड टुडे। We just celebrated Raksha Bandhan yesterday, but still many festivals are yet to come. The day Lord Krishna was born, that is Janmashtami, also happens to be in the month of Bhado. Kajri Tej or Hartalika Tej, which is celebrated in some regions, is celebrated in the month of Bhado. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi, which celebrates the birthday of Ganesh, is also celebrated in this month. Not to forget the Anant Chaturdashi as well. All these festivals and rituals, Prachi, in our country thrive in a culture of diversity. And the celebration of these festivals has become a time for cross-cultural exchanges as well. Absolutely. Filled with rituals, music, performances, and of course culinary treats, presenting its own fascinating history and unique charm.
Bilkul.
So now, but let's start our real parikrama with the news headlines at this hour, Prachi. Supreme Court hears Kolkata doctor rape and murder case, sets up national task force to ensure safety of medical professionals.
केंद्रीय स्वास्थ्य मंत्रालय ने अस्पतालों में सुरक्षा बढ़ाने के लिए केंद्र सरकार के सभी अस्पतालों और संस्थानों के प्रमुखों को पत्र लिखा।
इंडिया एंड मलेशिया साइन एग्रीमेंट्स इन वेरियस फील्ड्स इंक्लूडिंग आयुर्वेद, ट्रेडिशनल मेडिसिन एंड डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजीज, प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी होल्ड्स टॉक्स विद हिज मलेशियन काउंटर पार्ट इन न्यू दिल्ली।
सरकार ने नौकरशाही में लेटरल एंट्री के विज्ञापन को रद्द करने के लिए संघ लोक सेवा आयोग को पत्र लिखा।
President Draupadi Murmu stresses the need to make country's forecasting system foolproof to minimize loss of lives in natural disasters, presents National Geoscience Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan.
और जम्मू कश्मीर में विधानसभा चुनाव के पहले चरण के लिए अधिसूचना जारी, 18 सितंबर को होगा मतदान।
And now it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at national or global level. And today we will talk about geoscience. Why? Because today only our president presented the National Geoscience Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Now, what is geoscience? Geoscience is a multidisciplinary field that encompasses the study of Earth's physical processes, materials, and history. It is the foundation for understanding our planet and its natural resources, as well as the development of technologies that improve human life. Of course, it plays a crucial role in various aspects of human life, like resource exploration, environmental protection, climate change, and disaster management, playing a vital role by providing early warnings and predicting potential hazards. So the importance of geoscience cannot be overstated. And for all these things, geoscientists are always at work in various fields, including academia, government agencies, and private companies, their key responsibilities include conducting research. Geoscientists teach in colleges and universities, sharing their knowledge and passion for the subject with the next generation of geoscientists. They also provide consultancy services to industries, governments, and non-profit organizations for any project related to resource exploration and disaster management. And of course, geoscientists play a crucial role in policy formulation by providing scientific data and recommendations to decision makers. So in this, all this comes global warming in large way.
Hmm.
Why, Prachi? Global warming is the long-term warming of the planet's overall temperature. Though this warming trend has been going on for a long time, its pace has significantly increased in the last 100 years due to the burning of fossil fuels. And as the human population has increased, so has the volume of fossil fuels burned.
ये समझने की जरूरत है हमें कि जीवाश्म ईंधन, कोयला, तेल और गैस वैश्विक जलवायु परिवर्तन में अब तक का सबसे बड़ा योगदान करता है, जो वैश्विक ग्रीन हाउस गैस उत्सर्जन का 75% से अधिक और सभी कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड उत्सर्जन का लगभग 90, जैसे ही ग्रीन हाउस गैस उत्सर्जन पृथ्वी को ढकता है, वे सूर्य की गर्मी को फांस लेते हैं, है ना, ट्रैप हो जाती है वो पूरी तरीके से उसमें. तो इससे ग्लोबल वार्मिंग और जलवायु परिवर्तन होता है. दुनिया अब इतिहास में किसी भी समय की तुलना में तेजी से गर्म हो रही है, जो कि एक हमारे लिए बहुत ही सोचने वाली, बहुत ही ब्रूडिंग पॉइंट है. समय के साथ गर्म तापमान मौसम के पैटर्न को बदल रहा है, एक तरीका बदल रहा है हमारे रहने का, हमारे एक जो बॉडी अडेप्टेशन है वो सब कुछ बदल, हमारा संतुलन एक तरीके से बाधित हो रहा है. जो एक नैसर्गिक रूप में जो चीज चलती आ रही थी वो शायद अब थोड़ी कम या थोड़ी सी उसमें एक बाधा आ रही है.
जी हाँ. And of course, when we are talking about global warming, Prachi, global warming has presented another issue called climate change. Sometimes these phrases are used interchangeably. However, they are different. Climate change refers to changes in weather patterns and growing seasons around the world. It also refers to sea level rise caused by the expansion of warmer seas and melting ice sheets and glaciers.
Mm.
And global warming causes climate change, which poses a serious threat to life on Earth in the forms of widespread flooding and extreme weather, which we are seeing every day. We are
bilkul
reading about it.
Aaye din hum dekhte hain akhbaron mein, aaye din hum khabron mein dekhte hain ki aisi baatein hame sunne ko milti hain.
Right, and there are many effects of climate change. We are looking into the hotter temperatures. Temperature is increasing every day within us, around us. And of course, about the increased drought also. Or in fact, आप अगर इसकी बात करें तो अ वार्मिंग राइजिंग ओशन इज ऑल्सो.
हाँ, बिल्कुल बिल्कुल. और अगर आप देखेंगे अनुजा, तो कई क्षेत्रों में विनाशकारी तूफान अधिक तीव्र हो गए हैं. जैसे जैसे तापमान बढ़ता है, अधिक नमी वाष्पित होती है, यानी एवेपोरेट हो जाती है, जिससे अत्यधिक वर्षा, बाढ़ बार बार आते हैं, जिससे अधिक विनाशकारी तूफान आते हैं. और इससे कितना डैमेज होता है, कितनी चीजें खराब हो जाती हैं. अब जलवायु परिवर्तन से ही आप, हम जैसे हमने बात शुरू की और अभी हम तूफानों की बात करें, जो लोकल एरियाज में जो रहने वाले जो लोग हैं, वहां के जो समुदाय है, जो वहां रह रहा है, जो अपनी रोजमर्रा के जीवन को है ना व्यतीत कर रहा है, उसके लिए कितना खतरा है.
एंड बिकॉज ऑफ ऑल दीज थिंग्स, ऑल दीज चेंजेस इन द क्लाइमेट एंड इंक्रीज इन एक्सट्रीम वेदर इवेंट्स एंड अमंग द रीजंस बिहाइंड अ ग्लोबल राइज इन हंगर एंड पुअर न्यूट्रिशन एज वेल, फिशरीज, क्रॉप्स एंड लाइफ स्टॉक मे बी डिस्ट्रॉयड और बिकम लेस प्रोडक्टिव. एंड विद द ओशन बिकमिंग मोर एसिडिक, marine resources that feed billions of people are at risk. Changes in snow and ice cover in many Arctic regions have disrupted food supplies from different kinds of fishes as well, which are becoming extinct these days.
Iske saath hi hum aapko bataye ki महासागर ग्लोबल वार्मिंग से होने वाली अधिकांश गर्मी को सोख लेते हैं. जैसे जैसे महासागर गर्म होता है, इसकी मात्रा बढ़ जाती है, क्योंकि पानी जो है वो गर्म होने के साथ साथ फैलता भी है. बर्फ की चादरें पिघलने से समुद्र का स्तर भी बढ़ जाता है, जिससे तटीय और द्वीपीय समुदाय को खतरा है, जिसकी बात मैं अभी कर भी रही थी अनुजा, कि कैसे लोगों की जो रोजमर्रा की जो जिंदगानी है वो कैसे इफेक्ट हो जाती है, कितना बुरा. बिल्कुल बिल्कुल. इसके अलावा अगर हम देखें तो महासागर जो है वो कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड को सोखते हैं, इसे क्या होता है कि वायुमंडल से दूर रखते हैं, लेकिन अधिक कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड समुद्र को अधिक एसिडिक यानी अम्लीय बनाता है, जो समुद्री जीवन और मूंगा चट्टानों को बहुत खतरे में डालता है.
राइट, एंड इन दैट केस वी कैन से दैट जियो साइंस इज अ वास्ट एंड डाइवर्स फील्ड दैट प्लेज अ पिवोटल रोल इन आवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द अर्थ एंड इट्स प्रोसेसेस, एंड द वर्क ऑफ जियो साइंटिस्ट इज एसेंशियल फॉर द सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट ऑफ आवर प्लैनेट एंड ऑल्सो फॉर द वेल बींग ऑफ इट्स इनहैबिटेंट्स. एज वी कंटिन्यू टू एक्सप्लोर एंड लर्न मोर अबाउट आवर वर्ल्ड, the importance of geoscience will only grow with time. The National Geoscience Award is instituted by the Ministry of Mines, Government of India, with the aim to honour individuals and teams for extraordinary achievements and outstanding contributions in various fields of geosciences. And speaking on the occasion, the President said that the field of geosciences is very wide. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed the need to make the country's forecasting system foolproof and more accurate so that the loss of lives due to disasters can be minimized. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Geoscience Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President mentioned the loss of lives due to disasters such as landslides and floods in different parts of the country. She added that the National Landslide Forecasting Center is being set up in Kolkata to issue early warning bulletins for all landslide-prone states.
GSI कोलकाता में नेशनल लैंडस्लाइड फोरकास्टिंग सेंटर की हाल ही में स्थापित किया जा रहा है। ये सेंटर आने वाले दिनों में उचित समय पर सभी भूस्खलन संभावित राज्यों के लिए अर्ली वार्निंग बुलेटिन जारी करेगा। अभी कुछ दिन पहले हमने देश के कई हिस्सों में भूस्खलन और बाढ़ जैसी आपदाएं देखी जिनमें अनेक लोगों की अपनी जान भी गंवानी पड़ी। मैं ये कहना चाहूंगी कि हम अपने सिस्टम्स को इतना फुल प्रूफ और एक्यूरेट बनाएं कि ऐसे आपदाओं से देश के किसी भी भाग में कम से कम नुकसान हो।
And Prachi, the President also said that it is important for India to become self-reliant in mineral production to become a developed nation by 2047. The President highlighted that several steps have been taken for the development of the mineral sector. She said that the reforms and innovations being undertaken in the country are not only promoting economic development but also addressing environmental protection. The President today presented the National Geoscience Awards to 21 geoscientists in 12 categories. The National Geoscience Award is one of the oldest and most prestigious national awards in the field of geosciences, instituted by the Ministry of Mines in 1966. And the main objective of these awards is to honour individuals and teams for extraordinary achievements and outstanding contributions in various fields of geosciences, mineral discovery and exploration, mining technology and mineral beneficiation. Any citizen of India with significant contribution in any field of geosciences is eligible for this award.
और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है। तो श्रोताओं, सीधे चले आइए तेलंगाना में। यहां के राज्य के कई हिस्सों में बारिश हुई, जबकि कुछ जिलों में सामान्य जनजीवन प्रभावित हुआ है। कुछ जिलों में स्कूलों और शैक्षणिक संस्थानों में छुट्टी घोषित कर दी है। सुनिए एक रिपोर्ट हमारे संवाददाता से।
The downpour during early hours today has affected normal life at several places across Telangana state. Many places, especially in Yadadri Bhonagiri, Jogalamba Gadwal, Vannapatti, Hyderabad, Mitchell Malkajgiri districts have recorded very heavy rainfall up to 170 millimeters during the past 24 hours. Major roads have resembled streams with the storm water leading to traffic jams at many places in Hyderabad and other cities. The government has declared a holiday for the educational institutions within the limits of the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation and Rangareddy District today due to heavy rains. Many roads and residential colonies were flooded due to heavy rain. Dilshuk Nagar, Kottapet, Sarur Nagar, LB Nagar, Nagol and Alkapuri areas have experienced heavy rain. Several residential colonies in these areas have been flooded due to heavy rain and low-lying areas were inundated. JHMC authorities and the disaster relief forces are continuing the relief work. The main road of Khairatabad witnessed knee-deep water. The city saw significant traffic jams across multiple roads. The people of the low-lying areas under Mushirabad area have faced severe difficulties. Authorities have advised people not to venture out unless it is urgent. Meanwhile, rains also lashed several parts of Yadadri Bhonagiri, Nizamabad and Siddipet districts, among others. Meanwhile, the Hyderabad Meteorological Center has issued a yellow alert for next 2 days, predicting moderate rains across many districts. The Met officials also informed that heavy rains very likely at some places in few districts during the next 24 hours, along with lightning due to gale at a speed of 30 to 40 kilometers per hour. Lakshmi for Parikrama, Hyderabad.
And now from Telangana, we take you all to Ladakh, where in a step towards improving child development services in the remote Zanskar subdivision, the district program officer of the ICDS Kargil, Nargis Banu, conducted an extensive visit to the various ICDS projects. Let's hear the report.
The visit was part of a broader initiative to evaluate and enhance the effectiveness of the integrated child development service in the area. During her visit, Nargis Banu, accompanied by the Mission Poshan and District Hub for Empowerment of Women teams, conducted a thorough review of the health, nutrition and educational services provided under the ICDS scheme. Particular emphasis was placed on assessing the safety, security and empowerment of women in the community. Engaging directly with Anganwadi staff, parents and local leaders, the DPO gathered essential feedback that will inform future improvements in the service offered. The DPO personally inspected the condition and resources available at several Anganwadi centers across Zangla, Karsha and Stot A sectors. She also reviewed ongoing construction projects for new Anganwadi centers in these areas. Nargis Banu inaugurated the Palna Center at Padum Zanskar, aimed at providing care and protection for abandoned and orphaned children. Speaking about the visit, Nargis Banu stated that the insight gathered will be instrumental in shaping the future of ICDS programs in the region, ensuring that they effectively meet the needs of the community, particularly women and children. For Parikrama, this is Anadali from Kargil, Union Territory of Ladakh.
And now from Ladakh to Arunachal Pradesh, where Itanagar Capital Police has started an initiative called Police Ajin, designed to foster transparency, communication and trust between the police and the public. We have a report.
Itanagar Capital Police has started a new citizen-centric policing initiative to build a strong police-public relationship rooted in transparency and communication, ensuring the well-being of the community. Itanagar Capital Superintendent of Police Rohit Rajveer Singh said that Police Ajin initiatives aims to exemplify transparency in their operations, improve communications and cultivate enduring trust to ensure peace and prosperity in the capital city.
Police Ajin basically Capital Police ka ek initiative hai jiske andar hum un logo tak pahunchna cha rahe hain jo police se jinka lagatar vasta nahi rehta hai. To Police Ajin ek aisa concept hai ki police bhaiya ya police didi karke hum isko project kar rahe hain ki different stakeholders tak hum pahunch sake, jaise bacche hain school mein humne kafi complaints bullying ki aayi thi, isme ek iska ek component hai ki wahan pe humne apne kiosks lagaye hain, log bullying ki complaints dal sakte hain bacche, aur weekly hum usko review karenge. Dusra youth ke साथ कम्युनिटी पेट्रोलिंग, डिफरेंट डार्क स्पॉट्स यूथ को लगते हैं, सोसाइटी को लगते हैं कि जहां ज्यादा पेट्रोलिंग होना चाहिए हम वहां करते हैं, लेकिन अब हम एक इंटीग्रेटेड पेट्रोलिंग सिस्टम कर रहे हैं जिसके अंदर उनका रिप्रेजेंटेटिव साथ में रहता है और जो भी लीगल एक्शन हम साथ में लेके चलते हैं.
दिस इनिशिएटिव ऑफ ईटानगर कैपिटल पुलिस इज गेनिंग एप्रिसिएशन फ्रॉम द पीपल ऑफ ईटानगर कैपिटल रीजन. थ्रू पुलिस अजिन, पुलिस हैज नॉट ओनली ट्राइड टू फोस्टर ओपन डायलॉग एंड एक्टिव एंगेजमेंट ऑफ द कम्युनिटी बट ऑल्सो टू क्रिएट अ पीसफुल एंड प्रोस्पेरस environment for all. For Parikrama, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
आइए अब सुनते हैं आजादी का सफर, जहां हम याद करेंगे भारत के स्वतंत्रता संग्रामियों को जिन्होंने अपने जीवन का बलिदान देकर हमारे आज को किया सुरक्षित.
आजादी का अमृत महोत्सव.
India's glorious fight for freedom is one of the greatest struggles the modern world has ever witnessed. In today's episode, we talk about one of the heroes of India's freedom struggle, Undi Veeran, and about the foremost social reform organization, the Brahmo Samaj. Today is the day when a great son of India was martyred in the fight for freedom way back in the year 1771. He was Undi Veeran Pagadai, the one-man army from Tamil Nadu. Undi Veeran was one of the first warriors to rebel against the East India Company. He was born in Sankaran Kovil of Tenkasi district of Tamil Nadu. He was the commander-in-chief of Buli Devan's army, who ruled Tirunelveli area. East India Company acquired the revenue collecting rights of southern Tamil Nadu from the Nawab of Arcad. Buli Devan and his lieutenant Undi Veeran refused to accept the British domination. Undi Veeran led the army and fought many battles with the British and won them all.
Mahimai konda mannin meedhu edirigalin kaalgal
edirigalin kaalgal
malar varippadillai eda veerargalin kaigal
During one of the wars, the East India Company arrested Bhulidevan from his fort and beheaded him. Undiviran was enthroned as the king. He continued to fight the British and also took care of Bhulidevan's family. In all, Undiviran fought 11 battles against the East India Company. Finally, on the 20th August 1771, near Manur village of Tirunelveli district, even after being fatally wounded, Undiviran led his army to victory against the British. But after the war, the fearless warrior succumbed to injuries. Today, a memorial has been built at Manur, beckoning the coming generations to pause and ponder on the life of the great warrior.
It was on this day in 1828 that the first session of Raja Ram Mohan Roy's Brahmo Samaj was held in Kolkata. Raja Ram Mohan Roy was a pioneer social reformer in India who paved the way for progress in India under British rule. Roy was also an important figure in the Bengal Renaissance movement, often being called the father of the Bengal Renaissance. The Brahmo Samaj is credited with being one of the most important reform movements in India, which led to the foundation of modern India. Brahmo Samaj was a reflection of the Bengal Renaissance. The organization took active participation in social emancipation, which included the abolition of sati, the caste system, child marriage, dowry, and in upliftment of the status of women in society.
Ever since the beginning of a political movement against the British government, leaders had been demanding constitutional reforms. Dadabhai Nauroji had already put forward the idea of Swaraj in the annual session of Congress held at Calcutta in 1906. Also, during the First World War, the Home Rule League movement was gaining momentum throughout the country. To satisfy popular demand, Edwin Montagu, then Secretary of State for India, made a declaration in the British Parliament on this day in 1917, defining the goal of British policies in India. This came to be known as the August Declaration. The August Declaration aimed at increasing association of Indians in administration with a view to the progressive realization of responsible governments in India. The declaration proposed to provide a dominion status to India after the Second World War. However, the leaders in India criticized the reforms as people demanded complete independence and not just a dominion status. The declaration was criticized in a session held at Calcutta in December 1917. Bal Gangadhar Tilak also characterized the reforms as unworthy and disappointing, a sunless dawn. This report, however, became the basis of the Government of India Act 1919, which remained the cornerstone of governance till India's independence in 1947.
And now, Prachi, coming to the business news of the day. Domestic stock indices, Sensex and Nifty, registered a gain around 0.5% in a high-tide trading session. At the closing bell, the BSE Sensex closed 378 points or 0.47% higher at 80,803. The NSE Nifty up by 126 points or 0.51% to close at 24,699. In the global crude market, Brent crude is trading at $77.67 per barrel. WTI crude is trading at $74.37 per barrel when reports last came in. And in the Indian bullion market, at 4:10 p.m., the 24-carat gold is trading at 72,260 rupees for 10 grams, while silver is trading at 85,860 rupees per 1 kilogram. स्पोर्ट्स में क्या है आपके पास प्राची?
जी बिल्कुल, ले चलते हैं अब हमारे प्यारे श्रोताओं को खेल के मैदान में जानने के लिए वहां की हलचल। सिनसिनाटी ओपन टेनिस टूर्नामेंट के पुरुष वर्ग में यानिक सिनर ने और महिला वर्ग में अरीना साबालेंका ने खिताब जीते। विश्व के नंबर एक पुरुष खिलाड़ी यानिक सिनर ने अमरीका के फ्रांसिस टियाफो को 7-6, 6-2 से हराया। वहीं महिलाओं में विश्व की दूसरी नंबर की खिलाड़ी साबालेंका ने जेसिका पेगुला को 6-3, 7-5 से हराकर जीत दर्ज की।
And now coming to our last segment of paying tributes to some great personalities. Where do we start with, Prachi, paying tribute to? Who's the personality we start with?
Ji, bilkul. Aaj hum shuruaat karenge jo apne dil ki gehraiyon se hum hamesha dete aaye hain. Vinamr shraddhanjali aur badhaiyan bhi dete aaye hain. To sabse pehle, jo aaj hum jinke baare mein zikr karenge, wo hain Ram Charan Sharma. Aaj unki punyatithi hai. Ye Bharat ke prasiddh itihaskar aur shikshavid rahe. Shri Sharma samaj ko hakikat se rubaru karwane wale antarashtriya khyati prapt bhartiya itihaskaron mein se ek the. Ram Charan Sharma bhartiya itihas ko vanshvadi kathaon se mukt kar samajik aur aarthik itihas lekhan ki prakriya ki shuruaat karwane wale mein bhi gine jate the. वर्ष 1970 के दशक में दिल्ली विश्वविद्यालय के इतिहास विभाग के डीन के रूप में प्रोफेसर आर एस शर्मा के कार्यकाल के दौरान विभाग का व्यापक विस्तार भी किया गया. विभाग में अधिकांश पदों की जो रचना का जो श्रेय जाता है वो भी प्रोफेसर शर्मा के प्रयासों को ही दिया जाता है.
Right, and he was the founding chairman of the Indian Council of Historical Research and a historian of international repute. Of course, I do remember when I was doing my post-graduation, Prachi, I have many times referred to books written by him. R. S. Sharma was among a small group of historians who in the 1950s broke new ground in the study of ancient India. One pioneering development was the expansion in the range of sources from using texts alone to supplementing them with archaeological data and introducing data from inscriptions. So R. S. Sharma's second major contribution was in using an analytical method to examine data. And next personality is B.K.S. Iyengar, who is having his death anniversary today, the founder of the Iyengar School of Yoga. He is credited with spreading the practice and study of yoga throughout the world. Iyengar was a sickly child who suffered from tuberculosis, typhus, malaria and malnutrition as a child. And in his 2005 book, Light on Life, he describes his weak physical condition also. It was his brother-in-law who suggested he undertake the practice of yoga to improve his health. And Iyengar went on to spend his teenage years being initiated and immersed in Ashtang Yoga by T. Krishnamacharya. This was to be the major turning point in his life, the moment when destiny came to meet him and Iyengar became a part of a great lineage of yogis, and that's why he became very famous in the international arena also, teaching yogas to people.
बिल्कुल
एंड
और आज है उड़िया भाषा के प्रसिद्ध साहित्यकार गोपीनाथ मोहंती की पुण्यतिथि. वर्ष 1930 से 38 के बीच का समय इनके लेखन का जो एक जो उनकी प्रक्रिया है उसको निर्माण कला माना जाता है. फ्रॉम 30 to 38, यानी ये जो 8 साल का जो कार्यक्रम है. सो 1930 से 1938 के बीच का समय जो है वो गोपीनाथ मोहंती के जीवन का केवल लेखन का ही नहीं बल्कि मुझे लगता है कि सबसे जो एक सृजनात्मक वक्त जो होता है इंसान का, जब इंसान एकदम सोचता है, कॉन्टेम्पलेट करता है चीजों पर, तो इस तरीके की चीजें निकल कर आती हैं. तीन प्रभावों की छाप अगर आप लोग कभी मौका मिले उनके कृतों को पढ़ने का, तो आप समझ पाएंगे कि तीन प्रभावों की छाप जो है वो उन पर रही थी. दो पश्चिम के और एक भारत का, जिसमें कि मार्क्स की रूसी क्रांति और फ्रॉइड पश्चिम के प्रभाव तथा महात्मा गांधी, इनको भी नहीं, मतलब कि कितनी आइडियोलॉजीज, कितनी डिफरेंट आइडियोलॉजीज हैं, लेकिन ये जो विचारधाराएं हैं वो सब एक में, एक व्यक्ति में है, और फिर वो कितना अलग अलग तरीके की चीजों को वो लिख रहा है, तो ये बहुत ही सराहनीय है.
एंड नाउ वी कम टू द बर्थ एनिवर्सरीज.
जी बिल्कुल, और आज जयंती है त्रिलोचन शास्त्री की. इन्हें हिंदी साहित्य की प्रगतिशील काव्यधारा का प्रमुख हस्ताक्षर माना जाता है. वे आधुनिक हिंदी कविता की प्रगतिशील त्रयी के तीन स्तंभों में से एक थे. आपको याद दिला दें कि इस त्रयी के अन्य दो स्तंभ नागार्जुन व शमशेर बहादुर सिंह थे.
Right, so now it's time to wind up, Prachi. So we say goodbye to the listeners and to you too, Prachi. Namaskar.
Namaskar.